We're back on the Spartanburgers pregame show. An early start today, 11 o'clock first pitch between Asheville and Hub City. Beforehand, we're chatting with last night's winning pitcher, Luke Savage. Luke, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
How'd you feel last night stepping on the mound with a 297 right foot wall behind you and tossing an inning in two thirds?
Felt good. Yeah, I was glad to help the team get a win. Fence is a little intimidating, especially at elevation. But, you know, try and just put it over the plate, and if they put it in play, hopefully we'll make a play.
Kept the ball in the ballpark. That's the most important part. And you really bridged the gap. The offense explosive early, 11 runs through the first three innings. How confident does the bullpen get seeing the offense put up a ton of runs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's electric down here. We're cheering them on the whole time, and we saw, what, I think three balls in an inning fly out, and it was like, all right, yeah, we're here. We're here to stay.
Berger's offense was really rolling, four total home runs en route to a 13-11 win. Luke, you have a pretty unique style, both on and off the mound. Let's start with on the rubber first. You throw sidearm. You're the first Berger's pitcher to ever do it. How'd you develop your style?
Yeah, so I used to throw normal in college, and then I wasn't pitching a ton, and it was just before practice. I was just, like, messing around. And I told our coach, like, hey, watch this as a joke. And he was like, let's try that. And then I threw in like a live at bat and it was okay, and then they were like, all right, we're gonna go over the top and sidearm. And then I got signed by the Rangers and they were like, yeah, no more over the top, we're just going sidearm.
So what was the first pitch you threw sidearm, and how'd you build out your repertoire?
It was a just a fastball, and I actually almost hit the guy that I was pitching against, so not a big confidence booster, but it was kind of just like, you know, feeling it out, real trial and error, you know, couldn't do it without a bunch of coaches that have helped me. So
a fastball, and then you built it out to cutter, splitter, sinker, and last night I think it was the sinker that made the South Atlantic League home run leader look absolutely foolish. You busted an up and in, and he fell down to a knee swinging. That was a heck of a strikeout.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's always fun to see when you get a swing like that on the mound.
And you certainly get plenty of uncomfortable ones because you're doing something that just not many other guys do. How many other sidearmers have you met throughout college and now pro ball?
Oh, man, probably not. Less than 10, I'd have to say. We have a few in the Rangers org that it's great always to have guys, you know, because there's not many of us. And so it's like we're trying to pick each other's brains, kind of learn a little bit. But overall, I mean, 6 or 7 or so, I don't know. Yeah, unintentional, but yeah.
There you go. We just did the meme. I mean, it both happened at the same time, reflexively. Is there a big league sidearmer or submariner that you've watched and tried to emulate?
Oh, man. I wouldn't say there's a ton, just because I feel like mine's like a little different than a lot of guys. Obviously, like Tyler Rogers is super low, but he's like an inspiration, I feel like, for a lot of guys, just because he's not throwing that hard, but he's one of the best relievers in baseball every year. He gets guys out, and so it's like, all right, what is this guy doing that I can kind of emulate?
Someone that's been in the big leagues for a long time, and Rogers has even worn the stars and stripes. Doesn't get much better than that. Luke Savage with us on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Luke, outside of baseball, you've got a lot going on. Started out in college, you started a charity called Blessed Feet. How did you get there and develop that organization?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough in high school, we actually went on a mission trip to the Dominican Republic. And then when we were going back our second time, COVID hit. And so we didn't get to go after that. And it was like, all right, I kind of just fell in love with the country down there. I'd never really been to any place like that. And got really close to somebody that runs a baseball organization down there. And we're like, what can we do to help? Like, we're not gonna be back for a while. And he was like, well, you know, you see that, like, we're really struggling and kind of just, like, the physical things that we don't have. And I was like, dude, I've probably gone through 4 or 5 pairs of cleats that are in fine shape. And it's like, I'm sure there's a lot of other people are in a similar situation. So that was kind of where the idea started. Built out a website, like, established 501c3, and then just put it out, not really knowing what would happen. And we got, like, 500 pairs of shoes within the first 2 months or so. We've been able to go to the DR twice, run some camps down there, and now we're just trying to move into more like really developing relationships with people. Obviously, we want to meet, you know, physical needs, but it's like long-term goals.
That's Luke Savage with us on the pregame show. Luke, where can people donate and help out?
Yeah, just blessfeet.org. Socials are _blessfeet_ pretty much everywhere. And so any support is greatly appreciated.
You're a big social media guy, not just for your charity, but also on your own personal accounts where you've become a golf influencer. How'd you develop your own style socially and now take it to the links?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, I loved YouTube, you know, like Mr. Beast and all those guys. And then in college, we actually had an NIL class and we got an A if we started posting on social media. So I was like, all right, this is,
you know,
easy, I should definitely do it. And then got like a decent following. I didn't play any golf then. I honestly didn't really like golf. Got to pro ball. I was like, all right, I'm a pitcher. Like, you know, you have to play golf. So I started playing golf, and I just got the bug really fast. And I was like, well, I'm out here. I see guys doing it on YouTube. I might as well, like, you know, try. And then kind of just took off, had a few videos do well, and rode the wave ever since.
You've got the bug. You've turned it into your own thing. And I like that you've taken a few of the fellow Rangers along for the ride. Caden Scarborough, Brock Porter, Kai Winyard can all be seen on Luke Savage Instagram and social media channel. Well, Luke, we appreciate you joining us here on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
Back in a moment before game two between Asheville and Hub City. Starting lineups and first pitch coming up next.